Hey everyone, welcome back to Addicted to the Climb. I want to let you in on exciting news right now that the Mastermind is open for applications. I'm so excited because this faith-fueled community is so inspiring, so empowering. When you bring ambitious women together who want to deepen their faith, activate their gifts inside them, know who they are, and watch them fly with wings like eagles, this is the space for you. This mastermind is all about breakthroughs, empowering you in your God-given gifts, and just activating a deeper faith together as a community. So make sure you get in your application to see if this is a good fit for you as we step into the next session, which is starting in April. Don't miss your opportunity. I'm telling you, when women come together, things happen. Magical things happen and breakthrough happens when you come together. I believe it wholeheartedly. My life changed from when I first entered my first mastermind. My eyes were open to just new possibility in a deeper faith, and that's where it all starts when we lock arms and do it together. I hope to see your application soon so you don't miss your opportunity. All you have to do is hit the link in the show notes and apply now. Press pause, do it now, don't wait. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyon. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week on Addicted to the Climb. I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is going to be an amazing, exciting episode. So grab your pen, grab your notebook, especially if you have a business. Now, even if you don't have a business, that's okay too. You will take away some really great nuggets in this episode, I promise. And I can't wait for you to repost and share what you learned today. So make sure you don't forget to tag me and my guest. I'm going to introduce her to you. Her name is Judy Weber. She is a business coach and scaling strategist, and she's on a mission to normalize miraculous results for Christian women in business. Amen to that. I'm excited already. Her extensive corporate experience is unparalleled in the business coaching and advisory marketplace. Her proprietary business growth and scaling methodologies have helped hundreds of service-based business owners build lucrative businesses with simplicity and joy. Wow, we love that even more. Judy also is the founder and host of the globally ranked Joyful Scaling podcast, and she's a sought-after keynote speaker. She inspires women across the U.S. and around the world to pursue the impossible, boldly living their faith in their business. This woman is right up our alley, isn't she, folks? Welcome, Judy, to Addicted to the Climb.
Kelly, thank you. And as we talked about just before we hit record, you know, the Lord is bringing his daughters together to really empower our fellow sisters. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I am so ready. Yes, he is. And God is so good. I just feel there's really... I don't know about you, Judy, and I don't, you know, this is off the questions, but off the script, I should say. I just feel there's really a shift going on in the atmosphere for women rising up as leaders, not only in the workplace, but in the homes and in their faith, and they're craving it more and more. Are you noticing that?
Absolutely. Of course, I see it more in the nature of my work in business.
Yes.
But, you know, my niece has four littles under seven. And in today's crazy world, you've got to be grounded in Christ.
Yes.
I mean, and especially in rearing children, which I will say, all the accomplishments I've done, nothing I'm more proud of than raising three men of Christ who are now 22, 24, and 27. That is my most important work. And I thank the Lord that I made plenty of mistakes, but I thank him that I didn't like put, you know, making it in the world, you know, in my career
Yes.
above them. Never, never.
Amen. You know, I'm in alignment with that very much. It's actually making me almost teary right now because I just met with another businesswoman before you, and we were talking about the role model that we are for our children. And I've been an entrepreneur since I was 20. I started in network marketing with Mary Kay, and she asked me what that meant to me, and I said it changed my life completely. However, my children have been watching me in my faith, building my business, my husband as well, being an entrepreneur. And our faith, just what you just said, has been the foundation, and I'm seeing the fruits of that. My son is turning 18. My daughter's turning 25. They are both spirit-filled, and they're very grounded. And it's just the most beautiful blessing because this is all just evolving this year for us as parents. So that just makes me feel so proud. And thank you for sharing that about your children. And I'll continue praying for them as well, because these kids need all the prayers they can get constantly, right?
Amen.
Oh. So let's dive in. I want my audience to really get to know who Judy Weber is, because you bring such value to the world and to women and men that are just trying to make it in the business, in their entrepreneurial journeys. So let's start with, first I want to ask you, what's good and new for you right now in the present moment?
That's such an interesting question. I will say that I am on a mission to lose the weight that I've gained over the past many years. I'm the type of girl that most girls hate, because until I was 52 or so, maybe 55 especially, I could eat whatever I darn well wanted and I didn't have to work out. And so now I'm like, wait, what? My arms are looking a little flabby here. And my gut is like, whew. So yeah, that I'm excited about. And my husband and I are both, you know, I live so good how God brought me to this place. We moved in September last year.
Okay.
I'm in my dream location, 2 miles from the beach. So, you know, we are just taking care of ourselves in
yes.
a new, better way.
That is so important. Let me ask you, what's your plan of action with the fitness and the health? Do you have a coach? Are you in training? What are you doing?
I do. I have, actually, it's interesting. I have a number of clients who are in this work, working specifically with midlife women who got the belly bulge. And I don't have like the tiredness per se or the foggy brain, but I've got the belly bulge. And so we're working on that. So it's better eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving my body, because as a lawyer, I'm used to like thinking. I used to hate to think before I went to law school. Now I love it. So being sedentary is something. I'm going to be buying a raised desk so that I can work as I stand and different things. So
again,
little things.
Yes. You know, it's funny again. And that came up for me this week. I was thinking to myself, I do a lot of sitting and Zooms and meetings and workshops. I'm noticing, because I'm a workout person, I've been in this fitness industry for 20 years, so I've always been very active, but I'm sitting a lot more. The busier you get, you know, some meet days are longer than others, but that's a great idea. I'm thinking I might need to raise the desk and do some walking while I am speaking. So I'm on that page, because I just turned 50 last month. So it's a new decade. And things are changing, I should say, in different ways, but we need to stay on top of our health for sure. So I'm proud of you for doing that. Amazing.
Oh,
Amazing.
We're on the beginning, but you know, I'm not lamenting these small beginnings, and I'll be 59 this year, and I'm like, oh my
What?
goodness. Yeah.
Oh, no, I had no, wow, I wouldn't have thought that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you look really, really beautiful and you look amazing. So get started. It's never too late. People, if you're listening right now and you're like, I need that too, just do it. And listen, don't underestimate the power of a coach. Hire somebody to keep you accountable. That's really what it comes down to. We know what to do. We know how to that we're supposed to go to the gym, but having a mentor by your side can make all the difference. I promise. It is worth it. So thank you for sharing that. Well, let's jump in. I want to hear about how did Judy become this scaling, miraculous strategist, helping women scale to six, seven plus figures? Tell us about that journey for you.
Yeah, it's a very long and windy one. So I will give you the highlights. Okay. So I come from very poor stock. And I say that with so much affection and love because I didn't know I was poor until I went to college and I looked around and like, wait, they brought that kind of car? I don't even know what kind of car that is. You know, they had all this like stuff. But I remember as a little girl when mom told me about Jesus. It was a short time later when I really felt strongly, I instantly felt connected to God. Like I just, I, he, she told me about Jesus. He's like your big brother and he's always with you. And I immediately felt that. But I remember saying, Mommy, God just told me I'm going to do something important. And then like a couple days or months later, I said, Mommy, I might even be a millionaire one day. And she was just like, okay, Judy. She's like, how could that be? Right. But anyway, so I always had big dreams. And I was always a go-getter, always wanted to be the top of the class and whatever in school and wanted to be the best. It's funny, I was never the best at anything. I was never number one at anything, not at school, not at anything, but that's what I always wanted to be a leader. That's another thing. Mom said, there are leaders and there's followers. Choose a leader. Be a leader. And so what I'm so much what my mom poured into me. So again, the importance of mothering, right? But there's two things I wanted to be as a little girl. I wanted to be a teacher. And I wanted to be a lawyer. And teacher, I actually played teacher. I'm like, my twin sister and I would argue, I want to be the teacher. No, I want to be the teacher, you know, with all our neighborhood friends. But I didn't think simple, poor folk like me could be a lawyer, even though I was smart, even though I was driven. And so it took me some time. I was the first one to go to college. And then I had 5 years between college and law school, but then I went to law school, got graduated the top of the class. It's a long story, you know. Oh, I do want to pause and tell you this, okay?
Okay.
I want people to understand. When you hear all my successes, understand that there were downturns. I was beat up on my first husband on our wedding night, and that's a whole thing. And when it comes to law school and getting into law review and graduating in the top 10, do you know that at the end of my first year, I missed law review by one person, which you're like, oh, I'm not going to cry over you. Look, I'm not looking for pity. Here's the thing. I had a choice to make in that moment. I was shocked. It's like, I studied all the time. How could I have missed it, right? So I had a decision. Am I just going to throw up my hands and say, oh, well, that dream is gone? Or am I going to try to do something different or study harder? I don't know what. But the next semester, I was number one in the entire class because I just did the work. And then that pulled me up and I stayed in the top. So I just want you to understand there's plenty. And I also have suffered from, what's it called? Anxiety, panic, agoraphobia, eating issues, eating disorders. So I just want everybody to understand when I am not here to say, look at me. I am here to say, I'm not here to say, look at me because I'm great. I am maybe here to say, look at me because I've done some hard things, gotten through some hard things by God's grace. And I want to empower you to do the same. So I'll cut it to the chase. I practiced law for a number of years, was blessed to have three beautiful sons. And after I had my third one, I left the practice of law to stay home. But within a short period of time, I'm like, I felt like I needed to do something else. So I launched my first business back in 2003, before there was the internet, before there was Instagram or any of these other things, right? And I got like 10 clients within just a couple of weeks because I'm a strategic thinker. So fast forward, went through divorce, went back to the practice of law, and then got another job in-house as general counsel and director of HR, which was great. I loved everybody there except the head guy, except the boss. He was horrible. So in 2015 or 16, I forget now, after being embarrassed around the board table, for the, I don't even know how manyth time, I came home crying and I said to my husband, this is the time. I'm launching my own business. And he was a little hesitant because we're getting rid of some nice money, but you know, and now it's just so great how God was just through all of it to lead me to this, because my law comes into play every day. My strategic thinking comes in every day. The fact that I was in corporate helps me to relate to my best client who is a former corporate person or lawyer or professional who's like, I'm done working for somebody else. I want to start my own business. So God is just so good, Kelly.
So good. I just want to say, I appreciate you mentioning the, you know, the valleys that you've been in, because people do look at a woman like you and, oh, it just comes easy to her. She was a lawyer. She's already smart. She already, you know, all that stuff that we say. And nobody is an overnight success. Okay. First of all, let's just be real that everybody goes through things in life, and that's what makes us strong. That's how we rise up. That's if we don't face, I said the other day, without a battle, there is no champion. So right now, if you are in the middle of something, just know that you can rise up as that champion if you choose to. And that's what Judy has done. She made, if you heard her, I heard you say, I made a decision. You said that a few times, and that's really all it is making a decision to hit the gas pedal or stay or go backwards. I mean, there's only a couple options here in life. So yeah. I appreciate you saying that and being real about that, because people forget that the successful people, some of them have had it really hard. They think, oh, look at them. They're lucky. They're not lucky.
Yeah, so, lucky.
Yeah, they're so lucky. I mean, look at them. It's not, that's not how it works. And so I do appreciate that. But so let's talk about the actual business, because I'm actually truly excited to hear some of your strategies on how you actually take a person that's starting their own entrepreneurial journey in trying to scale. Like, what does that process look like? Or can you share with us some tools that you give them for their toolbox?
Okay. Lots of things I could say, but let's start right from the beginning. I want to emphasize what you just said. Decision-making is, I think, the most important skill set that you need to master. Like, we need to be confident decision makers. And so I say, as Christians, we are called to operate supernaturally, not as the world does. We don't think as the world does. Like, we think, we speak, we behave supernaturally, which means we trust the Lord. We surrender the business to the Lord. And so we're not fretting. There's no worry. There's no, oh my goodness, what's wrong, right? We are going to Him. And so when we operate supernaturally, I always like to say that is when you operate with confidence, calm, and certainty, so that no matter what happens in your business, you receive it. Like, you hear it. Like, let's say, you know, a vendor is like tripling their rates or something, and you're like, oh my gosh. No, we don't flip out. We operate supernaturally. The Lord God's going to take care of this. He's going to help me find a way. So that's like a foundational thing that I need you to understand, because here's the fact, Kelly, I know you know this. Every decision you've made have led you to where you are right now.
Yeah.
So the quality of your life is a result of the quality of your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, your decision-making. And too many of women that I see, they're settling for a less than life because they feel like, well, basically they're believing the enemy's lies that they've heard and repeat in their brain every day. And that is where my tool of my faith-fueled thought model comes in, which, you know, we're called to hold all of our thoughts captive as unto Christ.
Yeah.
And so with that, we need a process. Like, we need to become more aware of our thoughts, because I know that I'm guilty to say horrible things about me, things I would never let anybody say about you, Kelly, or about anybody. That, don't you say that. But yet we say it to ourselves, right? We're not enough. We're too old. We're too young. We're too fat. We're too thin. We're too tall. We're too short. Whatever. I'm not enough to charge that much. I'm not really an expert. I'm just a beginner. So we really have to, and that's leading to the next point. We have to own our identity, right? Here's a phrase that I want everyone to adopt. And this is success as it relates to life or business. Success will come as a result of who you believe yourself to be.
Amen.
And that's your identity.
Yep.
Right. And so going back to my law school example, I believed that I was a good student. And because of that, because I believed that, and I kept telling myself that, then what would I do? I refused to roll up my sleeves and say, oh, well, no, I had to say, okay, I guess I have to work a little harder. Now, here's the twist. In school, you work harder and you may do better. In most cases, you will.
Yep.
In entrepreneurship, when you work harder, that does not necessarily mean you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
mm-hmm.
I see too many women overworking and they're hustling and they're grinding because the gurus, the natural, right? The natural gurus out there are telling you, hustle's a good thing. I'm a hustler. No, I don't want hustle. I want simplicity and I want ease. And with that, I'll take a breath. I'm happy to share more.
Well, that, you know, and I'm writing all the notes down because I'm so in agreement. I really am. I remember hustling and my husband's like, all you do is work. And then you, that just leads to burnout. It really does mentally. Yes, you're doing all the things, you're feeling on top of the world. It's for a quick minute, but then it does lead to burnout. And going back to the identity piece, that is the most important. If you believe who God says you are and gave you those specific, unique gifts that only you have, God will provide the way. He'll provide the resources. You know, yes, we have to take action. Of course, we can't sit back and, all right, God, I'm just going to wait for you to do all the stuff. No, but we have to continuously take action, but not strive the way we do when we're in the world. And I love that you touched upon that for a little bit, because when I shifted my mind into that kind of thinking, it was almost like weights lifted off my shoulders. And I looked at my business differently. I looked at it in a happier, more content way that, wow, I can do this now. I don't have to strive and hustle until I'm bleeding, you know, because a lot of us do. And I know, you see it often in as well as I do, but I love how you also, I wrote down operating with confidence, calm, and certainty. Those words are life-giving. If you can operate your business with a sense of calmness that, okay, if things don't go the way I plan, God might have a different plan, another path, another door will open. Let's just be certain of that. That's our trust in Him. And let's be calm instead of getting all wrapped up in stress, because what does stress do? I mean, this is a whole conversation we can just chat about, which it's just amazing how your mindset really, I think the bottom line is your identity, the way you think, the habits that you have in place. Where is God in your life? Is He really the CEO? Are you really trying to take control, or are you letting Him take control? And that's what I had to wrestle with for a little while, Judy. I don't know if you ever were back then in that kind of phase, but I like being in control, and a lot of us do. So how do you?
Control freak, yeah.
It's what?
I'm a control freak too. I'm recovering, right? But can I say one thing? I disagree with one thing you said, and I think it's just a matter of semantics. So for me, I say I am the CEO, but the Lord God Almighty is the chairman of the board. So He calls the shots. Yes. Like, that's how I look at it from like the corporate perspective. So I know it's the same idea, but
same idea.
Fit it more with the corporate stuff.
Yes.
But I want to say, it's so interesting when you just went through my calm, confidence, and certainty, and we get them in Christ. Christ has His hands open saying, you want it? Take it, right? We need to access it there. But I was thinking, it's so interesting. It just now came to me. Confidence is what's needed when it comes to marketing. And the certainty is what's needed in particular when it comes to sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're on a sales call or you're talking to someone, a prospect, and you're not certain that you can help them, you're not certain that you're an expert, you're not certain about your offer, I mean, they're going to feel it. Like, we've got to hold certainty. So that is a specific example of where certainty comes in. And when it comes to parenting, let's talk about that for just a quick second. The certainty of saying, I am flawed, but in Christ, I'm all I need to be because the Lord gave me this beautiful son or this beautiful daughter. And so I am going to pour into this little sweet person that I'm blessed with. And I've got to be certain that as I speak scripture day and night and bedtime and eat time and all these things, that God will do his part. I do my part and he does his.
Oh, so good. So good. It's a two-way street, no matter what. We can't just say, yes, we can pray all day and hope, but we have to put that into action as well. And it's so important. And yes, being certain. If you have a business and you're not certain when you get on those sales calls, who's going to be certain if you're not, and no one's going to buy? So it's so important to believe in what you're doing, first of all, and know that I'm certain about, I wasn't always super confident. Let me just say that, meaning in my sales process. And that really took me going deeper in my faith and asking the Lord to help me. So if anybody is like, well, how do I get better at that? It really comes down to, do you really believe that God gave you this idea that you're putting out to the world, that you and him are going to run with this together? And if you do believe that, then you have to trust him. And it just takes practice. It takes practice. The more you put your messaging out there, stand behind your message over and over. You can't do it once and hope everyone's going to buy your thing. You have to practice, right? Is that how you lead your women? Because I'm sure a lot of women, they don't come in super confident, even though they have these great business plans and business ideas. What do you tell them when they're trying to develop that confidence to make the sale? How do you guide them through that process?
Yeah, I mean that goes back to my faith-filled thought model, where we really look at our thoughts. And just one thing, and then I'm going to move on to a powerful sales tool that I teach my clients. And
Amazing.
that, the faith-filled thought model, that is, I just wanted, what did I want to say about that? Doggone it, I forget what I was going to say. When we become aware of our thoughts, please don't go and speak as the world does to say, just reframe your thought. No, if the thought you're thinking is a lie of the enemy, I want to reframe it. I want to reject it, kick it out, right? Holding all thoughts captive is unto Christ. So please, let's use Christian ease, right? Talk as the Lord would speak and not worry about conforming with the world. Okay, we never want to do that. So don't reframe a thought and don't say humana affirmations, I'm great. No. We are declaring truth. And
Yes.
so there's power in that. You can see I'm passionate about it because that is maybe a nuance, but the difference there is ginormous because one is of the enemy and one has the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why we really have to get very clear on what we're doing, and we need to be very intentional about our speech. All right, now, are you ready for an amazing sales
I can't
concept?
wait. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
ready.
All right. I teach my clients something I call the belief triad. It's also called the sales triad. In order for you to have sales and sign clients, you need to believe more than you don't believe. Okay, you don't need 100% belief. We don't need perfection. It's
Right.
only of Christ, right? Only Jesus was perfect. But we need to believe more than we not believe on these three things. You might want to draw a triangle, okay? At the top is you. You need to believe that you are an expert, that you are called to this, and that you are the right person for your best client. I speak in terms of a best client, not ideal client or not avatar. I would never speak of a human being as a robot. Okay. So that's just not my parlance. So you got to believe that you're an expert, that you can help your best client. It doesn't matter if you can help everybody. Nobody can help everybody. Okay. That's the first one. Second part of the triangle is you've got to have belief in your best client. So before we can believe in that best client, we've got to identify who that is. And so that is kind of sort of like a niche, but it's different. And I don't have time to get into the differences specifically. But a best client is, I know who she is, so much so that I can picture her. So I'm not necessarily creating an avatar. What I do is, and I teach my clients, think of that that one client that you've worked with before, whether it's free or paid when you're getting started, because we all have helped people. And that's why we got into this, what we're doing, right? Because God blessed us with this. So we think of her and we go, wow, what is that one person that if I had 1,000 of her, this would be so fun. This best client, what do we believe about this best client? Number one, she exists. Number two, she's praying for you. Mm-hmm. And number three, she is ready to do the work. She's ready to follow your process. She trusts you. So you've got to believe that. And then the third part of the belief triad is belief in your offer.
Yes.
Now, so many people start to create an offer, but they haven't yet determined who the best client is. That's going to be a struggle all day long. So the offer, you've got to believe that your offer is the best thing for your best client, and you're going to get them exactly the results that you promise and that they want. So when you have lots of belief, and every day in business, you are building belief around these three areas, you, your best client, and your offer. And that's the sales. That's real. When real sales success happens, that's all it is. It goes back to belief and faith again.
Do you think that is one of the biggest setback hold, you know, that holds women back, is it their beliefs when you work with women in business?
Yes.
Yes.
There is nothing standing in any of our way except ourselves.
Yes.
And one of my mentors, Myron Golden, puts it this way. You know, some people could say, well, there's racism and I'm the wrong color or something. And maybe that's why. And he goes, no, that might slow you down, but that won't stop you. And for me, I didn't experience that, right? But I did experience sexism in corporate, in the law. And he goes, no, that might slow you down. But when you're called to it, God will equip you and nothing can stop you. So I encourage you ladies to really listen to your thoughts, and you've got to determine with each one, is this of Christ or is it of the enemy? Those are the only two options.
That's it. That is it. Amen. I feel like I'm in church today.
Yeah, that's what it's like working with me.
it's amazing. And I love it because, you know, everything is Jesus centered in my life. And the women that work with me know that as well. I can't, nothing I do comes from me. It is, he helped me believe in myself because he believes in me so much. And I said, why aren't I believing in myself? If he believes in me to give me the vision, well, then aren't I trusting enough as his daughter to say, if your dad said to you as a child, honey, here, I'm giving you this. Aren't you going to trust him that that thing he's giving you is beautiful and perfect and great because he loves you so much? It's the same thing. It really is. Until you really get that in your heads, I'm telling you, everything will change. And I feel your passion talking about this. And I'm so passionate as well, because everything changed for me when I actually opened my eyes up to that whole fact that Jesus gave me the vision and we're going to carry this out together, no matter what. And nobody can close the door. Nobody. The devil has no, you have your armor on, you're equipped for it. The Lord wouldn't give it to you if he, you know. And another thing is, God doesn't, what's that saying? He doesn't always call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So you might not feel super qualified, but you do have that vision. Know that he's equipping you. He'll give you the tools along the way. As long as you're taking the steps in riding out that journey with him, with the belief and the trust that you're going to get there. So I love this, Judy. I love this whole conversation so much. It's so, I know women right now, and men, if you're listening, just, I hope that you're feeling empowered right now, that you can do this. We're no different than you. We just keep going. We're putting our faith in the Lord that he gave us our special gifts and we're taking them and running. You should take your gifts and run. They're different from mine. We don't have the same ones. You know, there's only one of you. So, Judy, I just want to touch upon, because I love your methodology of faith, joy, and simplicity. Yeah. It's such a great combination. And tell me about that. Like, how do you incorporate that methodology into your coaching, even for women?
Okay. That is so good. That's actually not my methodology. Faith is the foundation of my methodology.
Okay.
But we do all things in joy, and I like to keep things simple. So that's kind of like a hallmark of my work. But these are the three steps for those of you in the earlier stage of business who haven't yet made it to 100K. These are the only three steps. You ready? The first one is your offer. Like, I'm talking about an irresistible higher ticket, not super high. You don't need super high, but I'm not talking about a $500 course. I tell my clients, we're working on one. We're going to work on one irresistible higher ticket offer, which starts at least at $2,000. Okay. We don't do courses around here. We do programs that have a life transformation or business transformation effects. Okay. So that's the first thing. A huge part of that is that best client that we talked about earlier. But okay, first step, get this offer in place. And that requires three decisions, which I can't get into, but it's just three simple decisions. Okay. Next step is what I call joy infused marketing. Again, we're keeping it simple. You don't have to do 10,000 things. Omnipresence is a beautiful concept. And the eight-figure coaches tell you about omnipresence, but when you are getting started and it is just you and there's no shame in that, let's be real with ourselves. We need to enjoy life. And so I always say pick one primary visibility strategy, which is your one-to-many, and then also have a dialed-in one-to-one-ish nurture strategy, right? Whether that's email, whether it's DMs. I mean, that can look very different for different people. Okay. And then that's joy infused marketing, where you are telling the world about what you do, your zhuzh, as I call it, like what makes you unique and all that. So we had our offer, what I call your right offer. Your second is your joy infused marketing. And the third is ethical selling. Ethical selling. Sales is noble. And if you don't believe that, I encourage you to pray on it and pray the Jeremiah 33:3 prayer that says, call to me. And I will hear you and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So you go to God and you say, Lord, I heard some girl on this podcast. She said that sales is noble. I don't know. Another reference, go to Proverbs 31:18. This is the wife of noble character. She's a serial entrepreneur. And the Bible tells us that her trading was profitable, and it wasn't in an apologetic, ooh, shame on her fashion. It was, woo, what can't this woman do?
Yes.
So those are my three methods. It's only those steps to get to your first six figures. And really, there's a little bit of more complexity, quote unquote, a little bit more to do to scale, but that's the foundation of business.
Oh my gosh. So much wisdom. I love this. You gave us so many great tools and strategies today. And I'm so thankful. And really, the only way this works, people, is if you put it into action. So you can listen all day to all the podcasts and read all the books, but if you're sitting around just hoping, nothing's going to change. So take one thing that you've learned today, just one, that's it, and incorporate that into your business, into what you're doing, into your life, maybe just even as a mom. Have more faith, more joy, keep things simple. There's a lot you can take from this. So Judy, I just thank you so much for sharing everything that you have. Where can my people connect with you if they want to work with you or reach out?
Great. I would love to do that. I am the type of coach that reaches out to you personally on the DM. So I'm at Judy Weber Co, at Judy Weber Co on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, but I have a little something, something for your audience. So those that have a business or might be thinking about a business, and I have yet to meet a woman who didn't tell me that she kind of had this burning desire to do something on her own. So I know you could all benefit from this. I'm going to offer my 30-day faith-fueled biz journal, which is 30 days of Bible verses and prompts. I love to think, so I teach you all how to think. So you will very much enjoy that. And by the end of the 30 days, my clients, I take them through this. They're like, Judy, this was mind-blowing. I'm thinking differently. So I'm happy to bless your audience with that.
Oh, thank you so much. Make sure you all take advantage of that. The link is in the show notes. All you have to do is click on that and get into action. Well, thank you so much again for being a guest today. It was truly a beautiful conversation that we can just level up in some way. I'm excited to put some of these strategies in place in my own business. So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you all listening today. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. Make sure if you love this episode, please share it with someone. Somebody always needs help along the way. This is how we get our expertise out to the world. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, keep on climbing.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week, because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.